time for Act Locally Waco, where you learn about some community events coming up this week.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with Ashley Bean Thornton, and of course, there's a slew of things happening, so we're going to just dive in.
Terrific. Thanks, Brody. Well, one thing happening tonight is the A.J. Moore Alumni Association is presenting a gospel concert and dinner called Spirit of Love. It's going to be at the Waco Hippodrome Theater on Austin, and it will include the gospel music, of course, and also a delicious dinner at the Hippodrome and a book signing with Bob Darden, if you're familiar with him. He does the Shout Show here on KWVU, and he also has a book about black gospel music, so he'll be there to sign his book and talk. Tickets are $45, and I think that'd be a fun Friday night activity. But if you're looking for something a little bit more mysterious, perhaps, the Brazos Theater Group is presenting Vintage Hitchcock, a live radio play dinner theater. It's at 7:30. Tickets are between $15 and $27. It's going to be out at the Brazos Theater Group's theater, which is out on Bosque Boulevard. And it is going to kind of combine a lot of Alfred Hitchcock's plays and movies. So you'll get a little taste of spies and murder and love and other trademarks from Alfred Hitchcock all merged into one performance, and dinner is included. It's a dinner theater, so that is another fun Friday activity.
Both of those sound like great, great fun. Okay, on Saturday, there is a trash off coming up.
Yes, if you are not familiar with the group W Bench Litter Patrol, they are a group of anti-litter crusaders who have been working all year to clean up Waco. They get together just about every Saturday and go around and pick up trash someplace, and you are invited to join them this particular Saturday from 8 to noon. They're going to start at Trailblazer Park and pick up trash along the Cotton Belt Trailway. So they have pickers and garbage bags and safety vests that they'll be glad to share with you, and some snacks, and you bring a bottle for water and garden gloves and pitch in to help make Waco a beautiful litter-free city.
Also on Saturday, a police memorial run. That is held each year to commemorate officers killed in the line of duty and to recognize the daily commitment of officers to our community and nation. The Waco Police Memorial Run will begin at 8:30 Saturday morning at Brazos Park East on MLK Jr. Boulevard. It is a chipped race. Refreshments will be provided, and the race is hosted by the Waco Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association, along with the assistance of Waco Striders Running Club and RRCA. Cost for that is $35, and if you need more information, contact Candace Ortiz at CandaceO@WacoTex.gov.
All right, and then at 10:30 on Saturday morning, if you have always wanted to volunteer out at the Central Texas Humane Society, here's your chance to get oriented. They are having volunteer orientation from 10:30 to 11 out at the Humane Society of Central Texas building, which is on Circle Road just off of LaSalle. Volunteers help save the lives of thousands of animals each year, and you can be a part of that program. You do need to be at least 15 years of age, and 15-year-olds have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian at all time when volunteering. 16 and 17-year-olds need to have a signed waiver from their guardians. The rest of us can volunteer as much as we want. You should check out the Humane Society website before you go, because there's some paperwork and a little video you need to watch. But 10:30 on Saturday morning is your chance to learn to be a volunteer. And then at 11 o'clock on Saturday at 7th and James Baptist Church, there is going to be a hunger forum on senior hunger. The Waco Regional Baptist Association Hunger Ministry is sponsoring this, and it will be a great opportunity, particularly for people from the various churches in town, to come and learn about resources that can aid in your ministry to homebound and senior adults in your community. So lunch will be provided by the Waco Regional Baptist Association. It's at 7th and James Baptist Church at 11 o'clock.
Okay. And at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock on Saturday, Seussical Jr. presented by the Christian Youth Theater. Horton the Elephant, the Cat in the Hat, and all of your favorite Dr. Seuss characters spring to life on stage. There is a 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock performance on Saturday and a final presentation at 2 on Sunday afternoon. That's going to be at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum, and that's at 2801 West Waco Drive. Cost for Seussical Jr. is $8 to $12.
Okay, and then Saturday afternoon, one of the most fun events of the year, Pints in the Park. This is a fundraiser for Brazos Knights. So if you've enjoyed those free concerts, this is your opportunity to pitch in and help support those. It starts at 2 o'clock and goes all the way to 7 p.m., and there's barbecue tastings and craft beer and all kinds of activities. And then the big highlight is a concert with Paul Coffin and Ray Wiley Hubbard. So if you are a lover of Texas music, you'll enjoy that. Tickets range from $20 to $70, depending on whether you're just getting a ticket to the concert or whether you want the VIP treatment to get first choice at all the barbecue and craft beer. But a fun afternoon with barbecue all afternoon and food for sale all throughout the whole event. So it's at Brazos Park East, which is a beautiful venue if you haven't been out there, right next to the river.
And pintsinthepark.waco.com is where you can find more details on that. Sunday, there is the Mission Waco Seek and Swim Benefit Concert.
Yes, this year is actually Mission Waco's 25th anniversary, so they have a lot going on this year. This particular event is at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon at the MTA Theater on MCC campus. And the purpose of it is to raise money to provide swimming lessons for children at Mission Waco's children's camp. Swimming is a great summer activity, but it's actually quite dangerous if you don't know how to do it right. And these lessons are to be provided for free to kids who probably have never had a chance to have lessons. So it'll be a great benefit concert. It'll feature Drs. Kent and Inga Eshelman and other local musicians. 3:30 p.m. at the MTA Theater on MCC campus.
And then on Thursday, speaking of Mission Waco, the next 25 capacity campaign kickoff.
Yes, this is going to be a great event at the World Cup Cafe, which is one of Mission Waco's many projects in town. It'll start at 5 o'clock. This is your opportunity to hear Jimmy and Janet Dorrell, the founders of Mission Waco, talk about 25 years of accomplishment and work here in Waco and then what they have planned for the next 25 years. There will be refreshments and then an inspiring program at the Jubilee Theater. So this is your chance to get involved with Mission Waco and all their good work for the next 25 years here in Waco.
There are many other events happening throughout the week that we just don't have time to talk about in this segment, but you can find them online at actlocallywaco.org. Ash, thanks so much for being here, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks for having me, Brody.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.